The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, such as Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. Let's begin with this one from Better Homes and Gardens. Boost your health this winter. We love this season for sports and cozy nights by the fire, but colder weather can also take a toll on us. Try these easy moves to stay in great condition no matter the conditions. First, boost your sleep. When the temps are chilly, our tendency is to crank up the heat and bundle up in warm PJs under a blanket. But you'll actually sleep better in a cool, moderately humid room. Lack of vitamin D also affects sleep. Less sun exposure in the winter means your body makes less vitamin D, and low D levels have been associated with a higher risk of sleep disorders. Your RX, consider a humidifier. Dry air can irritate the nose and throat, making you uncomfortable at night, says Lise Alschuler, ND, professor of clinical medicine at the University of Arizona Andrew Wells Center for Integrative Medicine. Keep your bedroom between 65 and 70 degrees. This range may stimulate parts of the brain that help support your sleep cycle. Resist the urge to sleep in. The longer nights might tempt us to indulge in more shut-eye, but that makes it harder to fall or stay asleep at night. Get up at the same time every morning to help keep your body on schedule. And have your vitamin D checked. Levels should be between 20 and 40 ng per ml. If yours is low, talk to your doc about supplementing, Alschuler says. Next, boost your immunity. We spend more time indoors in closer contact with others during the winter, and flu and other viruses stay airborne longer in the drier air that comes in cool months. Your RX, exercise the right amount. Exercise may help flush bacteria from the lungs and help your immune system fight infections better. But too much can dampen your immune response. The sweet spot? 30 to 45 minutes of moderately intense activity, like brisk walking, per day. Get your vitamin C. It can stimulate the activity of white blood cells, a key to fighting infection. We absorb vitamin C best from food, so aim to get yours through citrus fruits, red and yellow bell peppers, and kiwis. One note, if you're under stress, have been exposed to someone who's sick, or know that your immune system is diminished, you might benefit from supplementing with 500 milligrams of vitamin C per day. Boost your mood. Shorter days coupled with a short supply of sun can disrupt the body's production of certain hormones, including serotonin, that help us feel energized and happy, says Frank Lippman, MD, a functional medicine doctor in New York City. This can make you feel sluggish and gloomy. For some people, it can even cause seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, which I have, by the way, a form of clinical depression. Your RX, snack right. When you're low on serotonin, we often crave sweets for a quick boost, but then blood sugar tumbles, making us irritable. Try a bowl of nuts or guacamole with vegetables, which will help stabilize your blood sugar and your mood. Check out Bright Light Therapy, BLT, where you sit in front of a special light box that mimics natural outdoor light, can help improve symptoms of SAD. Experts think the light helps you produce hormones that regulate mood and the sleep-wake cycle. Boost your exercise routine. Cold temps can put your motivation to move on ice, but it's important to stay active, whether indoors or out, to keep your mood, sleep, and immunity at their best. Your RX? Start slowly. Cold weather can tighten muscles. If you exercise too hard, too quickly, you run the risk of pulling a muscle. March in place or walk first. Stay well hydrated. Research shows the body's thirst response is reduced by up to 40% when exercising in cold. Even indoors, you may not sweat as much or realize how much water you're losing. Dress right. If you're headed outdoors, dress in layers so you can adjust what you're wearing as your body warms up. And keep an eye on, these conditions can be exacerbated by winter weather. Asthma. Breathing cold, dry air can inflame and narrow the airways. Wear a scarf around your mouth and nose to keep the air you breathe moist and warm. Always carry your quick relief inhaler. Eczema. Outdoor winter air, indoor heating, and hot showers all sap the moisture from your skin, which can worsen eczema. Try a humidifier and moisturize a lot. For bad spots, ask your dermatologist about an ointment formulated for eczema. And psoriasis. Less sunlight, drier air, stress, and illness may trigger psoriasis flares. Consider phototherapy, which reduces itching and inflammation by exposing skin to a controlled amount of UV light. And last, dry eyes. Dry air inside and outside aggravates this condition. Wearing sunglasses outside and drinking plenty of fluids can help. If things get really bad, your doctor can prescribe drops to help increase tear production or decrease inflammation. And one last note, try restorative yoga, which focuses on stillness, deep breathing, and holding poses longer. It can relieve stress, which helps mood and immunity. Next, from Better Homes and Gardens, cat tricks. Yes, you can teach your cat how to sit and stay. She'll like learning basic directions and cues if you pair the lessons with food and fun. Every cat owner knows how smart cats are. Harness that brain power by teaching your cat skills and tricks. You'll both benefit. Training provides mental and physical stimulation and positive social contact, says behaviorist Katena Jones, director and owner of Jones Animal Behavior in Rhode Island. Keep it positive. Swatting, spraying, or startling techniques shut down communication and may stop your cat from behaving a certain way around you, but won't stop the behavior overall. A few of the following techniques involve clicker training, which uses the sound of a clicker to let kitty know she is doing what you want and a treat to reward that behavior. Gentle. To encourage licking rather than biting, dab your knuckles or the back of your hand with some wet food or a smidgen of cat paste, a flavored nutritional supplement. Say gentle as your cat licks your hand, calmly pulling your hand away if she begins to nip or bite. Find it. Toss a treat in front of your cat's paws. Once she follows the toss, add the phrase find it. Advance to tossing toys. Eventually, you can play this game with treats hidden under cups or in your hand. Sit. Whenever your cat sits naturally, press the clicker and give her a treat. Soon you'll notice her sitting when you bring treats out. Add the word sit once you can predict her behavior. Click and reward this action. Gradually phase out the clicker and use treats only intermittently. Stay. Lay a flat mat, towel, or cloth napkin on the sofa, floor, or wherever you want her to stay. When she steps on the cat mat, click. Then toss a treat slightly away from the mat, so she has to come back for the next round. Once your cat goes to her mat and remains there, introduce the stay cue. Use the mat to encourage her to stay in a location while you eat or cook. And in the box, most cats will happily jump in a box or explore a bag. Having a cue word for this behavior is useful when it comes time for her to get into a carrier for traveling or a vet visit. Introduce the carrier by hiding treats and feeding your cat portions of her meal in there. When your cat jumps in, click and reward her. While she is in there, say, in the box. Work up to carrying her around in the box a few times a week, rewarding her after each ride. Good housekeeping brings us this one. 4 healthy life lessons the pandemic taught us. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy highlights a few positive truths that bloomed during the pandemic and explains how we can make the most of every moment. The pandemic changed our lives in countless awful ways, but the huge challenges we overcame shifted our perspectives in helpful respects as well. A lot of people have come out with this sense that you need to do something a little bit differently. Vivek Murthy, MD, the nation's top doctor, said in an interview with Good Housekeeping Editor-in-Chief Jane Francisco. These moments of crises are opportunities for us to step back and reflect on what really matters. What's going to help our families be healthier? What's going to help our children be healthier? Here, four happier life lessons to embrace. 1. It's time to prioritize mental health. For many people, the pandemic, especially with the isolation and physical distancing, led to a deeper sense of loneliness, says Dr. Murthy. The number of people who felt lonely was on the rise before 2020, and research suggests that the pandemic worsened that trend. People who struggle with loneliness or other mental health issues, such as anxiety and depression, which the pandemic also exacerbated, have a greater incidence of a range of negative health outcomes. It's another reminder to check in on friends, family, and coworkers, and not just assume they're all right. Simple acts like dropping off a meal for a friend or offering to take a walk with someone can go a long way in helping them feel loved and keeping you connected. 2. It's fine not to be an extrovert. If you secretly loved wiping your schedule clean of playdates and happy hours, you're not alone. Introversion is sometimes accompanied by a sense of shame because our cultural values extroversion, explains Dr. Murphy. The pandemic gave introverts the chance to live a life that supported their mental health without judgment, and more outgoing people also relished slowing down. Take note of what felt good to you, and know that it's okay to need some time alone. It's also nothing personal if a friend begs off from a night out. Single-tasking is just better. Last year, kitchen counters became school desks, coffee tables turned into office command centers, and bathrooms could be the only quiet spaces where adults could exhale. As stressful as that was, it made many of us see the value of, well, avoiding multitasking. Since the pandemic, Congress has passed the American Rescue Plan, giving parents some financial relief and an advanced child tax credit. At press time, the Biden administration was also working on an infrastructure plan that would help fund child care priorities. But you can ease the stress in a small way now. We can give people the gift of our full attention when we talk to them, says Dr. Murthy. Consider how often you glance at your phone mid-conversation. You may hear what your friend says, but you're not processing much. Our brains aren't designed to multitask. If you've ever had the experience of being in conversation with someone when they were fully present and they were listening deeply to you and sharing openly, you know how amazing that feels, says Dr. Murthy. And last, we need each other. I think times like this pandemic we've lived through remind us that we actually all have the power to heal, because we all have the power to show up in people's lives, to express kindness and compassion toward them, to be there for one another, says Dr. Murthy. The coronavirus taught us how important hugs from family and friends are, and when we couldn't hug one another, we gained a new appreciation for tools like FaceTime and Zoom. Going forward, let's hold on to that drive for connection. Dr. Murthy suggests setting aside 15 minutes every day to reach out to someone you love. That could be sending them a text to let them know you're thinking of them, he says. It could be picking up the phone and calling them just to hear their voice and to ask them how they're doing. That 15 minutes, as small as it is extraordinarily powerful. From Good Housekeeping, the Textiles Lab, here's a question. I keep hearing about period panties. Do they work? And the Textiles Lab, answer, yes. Underwear with built-in period protection has been gaining steam as more and more brands launch new styles. The garments, which look, fit, and feel just like regular underwear, are designed with a super absorbent liner that draws liquid in to keep you dry. They can be worn on their own or as a backup to other period products. After evaluating dozens of period underwear options, both in our textiles lab and with more than 100 at-home testers, we can confirm that these trendy garments live up to the hype. To test their absorbency, we poured cough syrup, which mimics period flow, onto each pair from a variety of angles to see how quickly it would soak up the fluid and how much it would hold. These top-tested picks offer something for every preference, and they've got four picks for you. First, the Barely There bikini. Testers raved about the breathable material and even said they forgot they were wearing period panties. It aced lab evaluations, easily soaking up fluids from various angles and showing no signs of wear with laundering. This is the Knix K-N-I-X leak-proof bikini, available on Knix.com, K-N-I-X.com, $23. Then the full coverage hipster. With a longer liner and a wide waistband, this fit securely and absorbed fluid quickly in tests. Our pros love its gender-neutral styles in a range of sizes from 3XS to 6X to fit a variety of body types. It's the Tomboy X, first-line leak-proof hipster, available for $32 on tomboyx.com. That's TOMBOYX.com. Next, the Invisible Thong. This silky smooth style has pretty lace details, yet stays hidden under clothes. Its discreet liner easily catches leaks, making it perfect for a lighter flow or as a backup protection on heavier days. It's the Salt Leak-Proof Thong, $29, available on salt.com, S-A-A-L-T.com. And last, Protective Sleep Shorts. Designed to catch a heavy flow, these PJ bottoms have built-in period-absorbing underwear. Testers raved about their incredible softness and found them comfortable to wear all night. It's the ThinkX Sleep Shorts, $50 at shethinks.com, S-H-E-T-H-I-N-X.com. From Good Housekeeping, the Book of the Month Feel Good Pick, Miss Eliza's English Kitchen by Annabelle Abbs, A-B-B-S. This book was inspired by June Streets, who worked for the Good Housekeeping Institute in the 1950s. Grab a snack and crack open an empowering read about the woman who changed cookbooks forever. When a publisher asks poet Eliza Action to write him a cookbook, she's initially insulted. But when dire circumstances force her hand, she discovers there's beauty in food writing, too. Eliza hires a destitute young girl named Ann Kirby to assist her in developing recipes, and the two form an unlikely bond. But when a secret from Eliza's past comes to light, they have to decide whether their bond can transcend their work. It's a story of independence and resilience that also celebrates the legitimacy of the culinary arts. Moving to a couple of recipes from Martha Stewart Living, shrimp with zucchini and spicy couscous. This recipe borrows flavors from Chile Verde. The couscous gets tang and heat from the salsa and earthy notes from the green chilies. Here's what we need. Oh, active times 15 minutes, total time 25, and it serves two tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, one small onion, thinly sliced or about a cup, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, one zucchini halved lengthwise and cut into quarter-inch thick slices or about 2 cups, 1 cup green salsa such as hochitl, it's X-O-C-H-I-T-L, plus more for serving, 1 can, 4.5 ounces, chopped mild green chilies, such as Old El Paso, 1 cup of couscous, 1 pound peeled deveined large shrimp, 1/2 cup frozen peas, sour cream, and sliced radishes for serving. Heat a large straight-sided skillet over medium-high. Swirl in the oil. Add onion and 1 teaspoon salt, Cook, stirring, 1 minute. Add zucchini. Cook until beginning to soften, about 2 minutes. Add salsa, chilies, and a quarter cup water. Bring to a boil. Stir in couscous. Then top with shrimp in an even layer. Reduce heat to low, cover, and cook 5 minutes. Sprinkle with peas, cover, and cook until shrimp are opaque and couscous has absorbed all of the liquid, 1 to 2 minutes more. Serve with sour cream, sliced radishes, and more salsa. Also Martha Stewart Living, chorizo and mustard greens tacos. It's active time 20 minutes, total time 30, and it serves 4. We need 1 tablespoon thinly sliced garlic from 2 cloves, 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil divided, 1 bunch mustard greens stemmed and roughly chopped, or about 6 cups, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 12 ounces Mexican chorizo, casings removed, 1/2 cup finely chopped white onion divided, 1/4 cup finely chopped fresh cilantro stems, plus 1/4 cup chopped leaves, 1/4 cup salsa verde, such as Frontera, plus more for serving, 12 6-inch corn tortillas, sour cream, and sliced pickled jalapenos for serving. In a large skillet, cook garlic in 1 tablespoon oil over medium-high heat until sizzling. Add greens, season with salt, and cook until just wilted. Transfer to a plate. Add remaining 2 tablespoons oil, chorizo, and 1/4 cup onion and cilantro stems to the skillet. Season with salt and pepper. Cook, breaking up chorizo with the back of a spoon until cooked through and edges begin to crisp, 6 to 8 minutes. Stir in salsa, 2 tablespoons water, and the wilted greens. Check seasoning. Stir together remaining 1/4 cup onion and cilantro leaves. Blister the tortillas over an open flame. Transfer to a clean kitchen towel to keep warm. Serve chorizo and greens with tortillas, onion cilantro mixture, sour cream, jalapenos, and more salsa verde. From Real Simple, butterscotch pudding with maple whipped cream. This silky smooth dessert is the ideal balance of comfort food and sophistication. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 1 hour 15, and it serves 6 to 8. We need 1/4 cup or 1/2 stick unsalted butter, 3 cups whole milk, 2 egg yolks beaten, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 cup dark brown sugar, 1/4 cup cornstarch, 2 cups heavy cream, 1 tablespoon maple syrup, and 1 cup of pecans, toasted and chopped. Heat butter in a small saucepan over medium-low until melted and light brown. Remove from heat. Whisk milk, egg yolks, vanilla, and salt in a large bowl. Whisk sugar and cornstarch in a medium pot over medium. Whisk in milk mixture. Cook, whisking constantly until mixture thickens and coats the back of a spoon, 8 to 10 minutes. Remove from heat and whisk in brown butter. Ladle pudding into glasses or ramekins. Cover with plastic wrap. Make sure wrap directly touches pudding so that a skin doesn't form on top. Transfer to refrigerator and chill for at least 1 hour. Pudding may be made up to 2 days in advance. Before serving, beat cream and syrup with an electric mixer until soft peaks form. Top pudding with whipped cream and toasted pecans. From Good Housekeeping, avocado toast with eggs and pickled peppers. Active and total time, both 15 minutes. We need 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons juice, 1 tablespoon olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 1 small shallot thinly sliced, 3 mini peppers in mixed colors thinly sliced, 1 small red chili or jalapeno thinly sliced, 1 ripe avocado, 4 slices whole wheat bread toasted, 4 hard-boiled eggs peeled and sliced. In a small bowl, combine lemon juice, oil, and a pinch each of salt and pepper. Stir in shallot, then toss with peppers and chili. Divide avocado among the toast. Sprinkle with lemon zest and a pinch of salt. Gently mash and spread over the toast. Top with egg slices, then spoon shallot pepper mixture on top. This makes 4 servings, and it says prep power. You can hard boil eggs, then refrigerate them in their shells for up to a week. Also, you can assemble the pepper relish and refrigerate it for up to 3 days. From Woman's Day, Pretzel Bites. Active time is 10 minutes, total time 25, and this makes 16 pretzel bites. We need 1/3 of a cup of baking soda, 8 ounces fresh or frozen thawed pizza dough set at room temperature 30 minutes, 1 egg beaten, coarse sea salt for sprinkling, sliced scallions for sprinkling, and coarse grain mustard for serving. Heat oven to 450 and line baking sheet with parchment paper. Bring small pot filled with 5 cups water to a boil. Add baking soda. Meanwhile, roll cherry-sized pieces of pizza dough, about 1/2 ounce each, into balls. Working in batches, drop balls into boiling water. Cook until slightly puffed, about 1 minute. Using a slotted spoon, remove balls and place on paper towels. Transfer to prepared sheet, spacing 1/2 inch apart. Brush dough with egg and sprinkle with coarse salt. Bake until deep golden brown, 12 to 15 minutes. Sprinkle with scallions and serve with mustard. And another one, chocolate mousse. Active times 10 minutes, total time 2 hours and 55. This serves 8 people. We need 4 ounces bittersweet chocolate, 70% cacao or higher, chopped, 15 regular size marshmallows, and 1 cup heavy cream, divided. In a large bowl, combine chocolate, marshmallows, and 1/4 cup heavy cream. Microwave on high 2 minutes. Stir until marshmallows are melted and mixture is smooth. If not melted after 2 minutes, microwave in 15-second intervals, stirring in between. Let cool to room temperature about 45 minutes. Once the mixture's cool, whip remaining cream in a bowl until soft peaks form. Transfer 1/4 cup to the small bowl for topping. Refrigerate. Stir 1/2 of the remaining whipped cream into the cooled chocolate mixture until fully incorporated. Then gently fold in the remainder. Spoon into a serving bowl. Refrigerate until set, at least 2 hours, and up to overnight. Serve topped with reserved whipped cream if desired. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.